coming to you from Skybird Studios in Northumberland, New Hampshire, and the village of Groveton, the land where summer is on a Tuesday. It's the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, or you can call me North Country Fred. We play the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s up to today. There's no agenda, no genre, just music that I enjoy sharing with you. I'm celebrating 50 years as a DJ. Thanks for listening, and welcome to the Thrift Shop. This evening on the Radio Thrift Shop, we're delving into the oldies. Yep, the Stack of Shellac, 78s on the Victrola. Here's Bird, Charlie Parker.
Coffee beans were by the billion, and they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. It's mighty, mighty risky if that you acting frisky, and they hang you if they catch you in a still. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No orange juice, cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful Now if your wife is oversleeping, here's a tip for good housekeeping. Coffee keeps her wide awake until... Oh, how the population's growing in Brazil. Now if you want a place that's shady, somewhere you can take a lady. Coffee bushes grow up on a hill. They're in the most convenient places in Brazil. No tea or apple juice, you'll see. No ravioli juice, cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. And when your love life starts to sour, they say coffee gives you power. You can give your kids an added thrill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, a tremendous amount of coffee, a colossal amount of coffee in Brazil.
Well, you're going to hear a lot of snap, crackle, and hiss. A little bit of background noise. These are 78s that we're playing at the Radio Thrift Shop this evening. That was Twilight in Tennessee with Hugo and Luigi and their orchestra, released on Roulette Records. Before that, the coffee song. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Louis Prima and his orchestra. And we started off with a tune called Carving the Bird with the Charlie Parker All-Stars. And that included Barney Kessel there on guitar. Great stuff. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classical, WSCS.org. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. If you have a request, you can email it at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com.
Exploring Science and the Sea. Charles Darwin wrote about much more than evolution. Among other things, after his round-the-world trip in the 1830s, he wrote a book about coral reefs, an attempt to explain the origins of different types of reefs. A century and a half after the book was published, people got the idea that Darwin described reefs as oases and marine deserts. He didn't, and they're not. A recent study showed that while reefs are some of the most vibrant ecosystems on the planet, the waters around most of them are busy as well. Researchers studied satellite observations of reefs and their surrounding waters from around the world. They also studied direct measurements of many of those environments. They looked at two key markers. One was chlorophyll, a pigment that tiny organisms use to produce energy. It colors the water green, so green water means a lot of life. The other marker was a set of compounds that serve as nutrients. They found that about 80% of all the reef systems were surrounded by plentiful conditions, waters that were teeming with both chlorophyll and nutrients. Currents, tides, and fish and other organisms carry those life-giving ingredients onto the reefs. That makes the reefs oases in a land of plenty. But the easy way that these materials infiltrate the reefs also means that reefs can be more easily influenced by pollution, global warming, and the results of other human activity, damaging these vibrant ecosystems. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
DJ Frederick's tips on how not to do a radio show. Don't have a wavering voice. Have that deep, mysterious DJ voice. Don't use MP3s and WAV files. Use old records and tapes instead. Talk so fast that no one can understand you. Don't play any current top 40 tunes. Don't play any rap music. For more tips on how not to do a radio show, follow me at Radio Thrift Shop every Saturday night at 10 p.m. here on WSCS. The Three Harmonicaires with the Blue Day. And before that, we heard the Martin and Brown Harmonica Duo with Duke Ellington's Caravan. This is DJ Frederick. You've stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop here at WSCS, where I'm celebrating 26, going on 27 years, on these airwaves.
Listening to The Lennon Sisters from 1956, and you're on the sound beat.
Romance tonight, so shine, shine, shine.
If you're a Saturday Night Live fan, you've probably seen the Lawrence Welk skit with Fred Armisen as the venerable bandleader. The skits feature the fictional Merrill Sisters of the Finger Lakes, but they're a nod and a wink to the Lennon Sisters, of the Pacific Ocean, Los Angeles. The Lennons, Diane, Peggy, Kathy, and Janet, were really sisters. That is, they are sisters, and they're still performing. Though Diane and Peggy have retired, and younger sister Mimi has filled in. In 2001, they were inducted into the Vocal Group Hall of Fame. So how do they feel about the SNL skits? It just cracks everybody up, said Janet. It's hard for us to believe we're kind of an American institution. It's a refreshingly tolerant reaction. If you haven't seen the skits, well, let's just say you would understand if they'd been received poorly. Judge for yourself right now at soundbeat.org. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Library. I'm Brett Barry.
This is DJ Frederick, also known as North Country Fred. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It's never the same program twice. Email me with any musical requests for future broadcasts. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com, radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. And I'll see if I can find your request while I'm digging in the record crates.
call your lover boy.
Come here, lover boy.
And if he doesn't answer?
Oh, lover boy.
And if he still doesn't answer?
I simply say, baby. Oh.
Charlie Parker again with his quintet tune called Air Conditioning, which, yeah, we actually used this summer up here in the North Country. It was quite warm and beautiful, a lot of sunny days. Before that, Mickey and Sylvia and Love is Strange, and we started off with a tune called The Road to the Isles with the Folk Crafters. All of these are on 78 RPM records that I have found on the shelves here at the Radio Thrift Shop. You never know what it's going to be every Saturday evening. It's like having a thrift shop on the airwaves, and I pick out the best stuff and sometimes the worst for you to listen to. Still with me? Excellent. If you want to hear some real oldies, one of the shows that I listen to is called Marion's Attic. It's broadcast on shortwave on WBCQ. It's at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings on 7490 kilohertz shortwave. So if you have a shortwave set, well worth tuning into to listen to Marion's Attic, where she plays everything from wax cylinders to some of the very latest 78s that were released in the 1950s. All right, let's dig back into the pile. Here's Liberace.
That smile. Hey, Liberace, you must have a winning style. Since you have been on TV, my wife don't speak to me. In her dreams, it's Liberace. Oh, what you've done to me. And sing. Hey, Liberace, you've got that certain thing. My mother-in-law comes by to watch you on our TV set. But that was 30 weeks ago and she ain't left here yet. On the blame. complaint. Hey, Liberace, she swoons each time you wink. The women follow you around whenever you're in town. With your pearly teeth and your curly hair, you sure do get around. Where'd you get those dreamy eyes? Hey, Liberace, all the girls you hypnotize. An old maid saw you on the street. She yelled and said to me, I'd surely give the world if I could be with Liberace.
It's Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras, Carnival, as they celebrated in countries such as Brazil, El Salvador, and Trinidad. Today, Lost and Found Sound takes us to Trinidad for a story about the birth of the steel drum, or pan, a carnival tradition. The Kitchen Sisters, Davia Nelson and Nikki Silva, unfold the tale of the legendary pan drum orchestra and the flamboyant American piano virtuoso who championed them. Here's the story of Liberace and the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
Expo 67 in Montreal. I was 14 and went there with my parents. One day, I was walking along between the Ontario Pavilion and the Iran Pavilion, and I heard this sound that was like a luminous cloud, metallic and rhythmic and lyrical, and I followed this sound through the pavilions until I got to this sort of balcony on one pavilion overlooking a body of water, because the whole fair was on islands in the St. Lawrence River. And across there on a big open deck, this band was playing. Guys beating on cans, big like garbage cans. I'd never heard anything like it. Who could resist?
We played at the Trinidad and Tobago Pavilion 2 or 3 shows a day, 28 guys in a group. And we played all kind of music from classics to calypso to polka, jazz, you know, some of everything. And while we were performing, the Liberace saw the band.
The Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. At that year, we were the best steel band in Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you very, very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm anxious to have you meet a very exciting musical organization that I discovered at the Expo in Montreal, Canada. They're making their first national television appearance tonight on the Ed Sullivan program. This is Hugh Bordy, their musical director. The exciting Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band.
We was always shining. Before we met Liberace, we were shining. We were always a very colorful band dressed in lamé. This is Tripoli Pioneer. When we left and went away, this is where we left from. And I'd like, now in Tripoli Pioneer, I have over 180 players there waiting. And the yard packed with people, outside packed with cars. And yeah, then we started practice. And the practice is going to go till 5 o'clock in the morning. It was so serious, it was like war. It was close to war. The people who really started the steel drums in those days were the poor, underprivileged person. They were considered as hooligans. My uncle, as a matter of fact, stopped coming to our home here because we playing the steel drums. My mother, who was his only sister.
My father, Hugh Bord, leader and founder of the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. I'm Emile Bord. My dad came from an upper middle class family. His dad was a pharmacist. It was a disappointment when he turned to the steel drums. The family wondering why would he associate himself with what we called back then vagabonds. Sort of like how Rasta music, reggae music, started in Jamaica with the lower class and worked its way up.
My name is Abby Ali Bokas. I am 65 years of age. I'm an original member of Tripoli Steel Band. In those days, you know, you couldn't go to high school and be in steel band at the same time. Who went to high school had to discontinue more or less associating with steel band. We had an English society, and anybody who was associated with steel band was stigmatized.
Beating pan or dancing in the street, it was a disgrace. You see, the poorer class of people could not afford piano music and all this, so the boys just invented ordinary steel drums. But they were tuned, they played a note, do re mi fa sol la ti do. They played the music by ear, sweet pan music.
Junior Pouchet, steel band leader and arranger. There's different opinions on exactly which particular day at what time the steel band started. You know, you have several claims. The forerunner of the steel band, there was a certain thing called the Tambu Bambu Band, which existed in the 20s and 30s in Trinidad. Made of different lengths of bamboo shoots and bamboo gourds that were very rhythmic, and carnival days, this is what the local people danced to.
My name is Ellie Manette. People call me the Stradivarius of steel drum. I started playing trash cans around 11 years old in 1937, 38, throw the garbage out and beat on the bottom. The steel drum was born in a very humble way, from African skin drum to the tambu to the garbage can to the paint containers into what we have today.
Welcome back with Liberace. What a great discovery that group are, aren't they?
Yes, this is the Trinidad Steel Band. They've been with me about a year and a half. The music of the steel band has only been around since after World War II, when the island of Trinidad was practically swamped with empty oil drums, such as you see here.
Due to the fact that the steel drum had such a bad reputation, in the early 40s and 50s, we could not get drums to buy, because the Shell Oil Company and the British Petroleum, nobody wanted to sell you a drum. But the Navy, using a lot of oil, thousands of drums pile up on the back of the warehouse a mile high. When the guards are all gone, we will go down there as young boys and steal the drums away from the Navy base and run away with them and try to build them for carnival.
When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. When Roosevelt came to the land of the hummingbird, shouts of welcome were heard. His visit to the island is bound to be an epoch in local history, definitely marking a new era between Trinidad and America.
Calypso and steel band, it always go hand in hand, because when the steel band first started, all they used to play was calypso music. In those days, all the names of the bands came from movie war pictures, like Casablanca, To Hell and Back, Desperados, Destination Tokyo, all these names from the old-time movie war pictures. And Tripoli came from the movie with John Payne and Maureen O'Hara, The Shores of Tripoli.
If you played in Renegades and I played in Tripoli, and one of us had to cross an intersection, it would be riots. We had riots among the bands.
My name is Michael Kernahan. I started playing pan within the Tripoli in 1963. The Tripoli band really came to prominence with our arranger, Junior Pouchet, for his arrangements for Gershwin's The Man I Love. We went to the Independence Festival competition. After the impact we made, Esso approached the band and sponsored the band, you know, and uniforms, and it was no looking back after that.
My name is Shannon Dudley, and I'm a professor of ethnomusicology at the University of Washington.
Sponsorship of steel bands was a really important development around the time of independence in 1962. when Eric Williams became the prime minister, he really put the screws, especially on a lot of international companies, to sponsor steel bands. And because, of course, the oil companies were all foreign corporations, they really wanted to get in good with the new government. If Eric Williams promotes the steel band as a symbol of Trinidad's new independent culture, many oil companies were eager to get on board with that and to associate themselves with that symbol.
Hugh Boyd, band leader for the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. Our sponsors, Esso Standard Oil, they brought us to the pavilion in Expo 67. We really had a wide repertoire and played music that could be reached by the outside world. When we play in places like Colorado and Kansas, people always say, are you going to play Rondo Capriccioso? Or are you going to play Paganini? Or are you going to play Handel Messiah?
Audience at the Liberace show, 99% white people. You know, the response was great. I remember we playing for like a black audience, and you know, and I don't know, they didn't appreciate what we were doing. We were playing a lot of classical music, and they wanted us to play something by James Brown, and you know.
This is John Squaggett from the John Squaggett Nugget Hotel Casino in Sparks, Nevada. We never question any sporting act the Liberace brought in. It'd be the greatest surprise of the year. Our early showroom was, we called it the circus room at that time, because we had two elephants on stage, Bertha and Angel. But here's Liberace, and with his, you know how he had that full-length mink coat? He'd come in on Bertha, and more jewelry. He had so many rings he could hardly hold up his hand. And he had the little angels of Korea. And they were on cycles. But I think one of the outstanding groups was the Trinidad Tripoli Steel Band. All these natives from Trinidad came in and playing music from 55-gallon oil drum. A lot of puff sleeves, a lot of calypso clothes, you know, like from Trinidad. To see that many people from Trinidad up in Sparks, Nevada was... because we do not have a very many people that color of that skin in this area. People just were just overwhelmed by their music.
We were touring as 27 black people with the Liberace show, all in Birmingham, in the South. In those days, Governor Wallace was going up for election, and Lee took a chance.
Liberace!
The only thing I was curious about is where they got the idea for their costumes.
It's clear you have a great influence
on
people.
You can see Liberace.
Liberace never did get a chance to come to Trinidad. We broke a lot of barriers with Liberace because of the music. As music, we all know, is one of the wonders of the world and could go through any barrier.
Darling, a question soft and low that gives me many of heartache as the moments come and they go. Your love I know is truthful, but the truest love grows cold. It is this that I would ask you, will you love me when I'm old? Down the stream of life together, we are sailing side by side, hoping some bright day to anchor safe beyond the surging tide. Today our sky is cloudless, but the night may clouds unfold, and storms may gather around us. Will you love me when I'm old?
And my hair shall shade the snowdrift, and my eyes shall dim or grow. I would lean upon some loved one through the valley as I go. I would claim of you a promise worth to me a world of gold. It is only this, my darling, will you love me when I'm old?
Well, that was a fun set. For me, anyway, as a DJ. That was Charlie Adams with Will You Love Me When I'm Old? And yeah, I am getting old up in the North, 60s in the North Country. And before that, we heard Lost and Found Sound with Liberace and the Steel Band. And prior to that, it was Charlie Adams again with Hey Liberace. And we started off with The Man Himself and Dark Eyes. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You are at the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and the surrounding area, and online at classicalwscs.org.
The wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. And I was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, I spent my younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made me a slave to my wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. And I was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind. Oh, I met a girl in a border town, I vowed we'd never part. Though I tried my best to settle down, she's now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind that yearns to wander. And I was born the next of kin, the next of kin to the wayward wind.
The next of kin
to the wayward wind. The wayward wind.
Hipster, he's the boy with all the chicks. He played piano like mad, is singing a sad. He digs those mellow kicks. They call him Handsome Harry the Clipster, cause he'll hype you for your gold. He's fatty and fanatic with jive, he's an addict. Well, I don't know, I was only told. And every night you'll find him round the club, playing and singing so wild. But when he wants to get straight with a solid stud, he can sound like a motherless child. The collar has him hair the drifter. He won't ever marry your sister. He got a shape and a drape, story is great. I'm talking about a hair and a hipster.
Thank you.
hills, but ain't Howie the Hopster. What you say, Papa? Where you been? I ain't seen you around. Sound, I'm falling on that mess now. Take it slow. Take it easy. I'll get back. Do it, man. Do it.
All right, Joe, what do you say?